This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Aye! With Nozza.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I know you love me. You just don't trust me. You don't understand me. But you love me when I could get me scared. I know you love me. You just don't trust me.
But we're another life. We stole a moment in time. Gave you everything that you needed. I was even down to repeat it. Said you would always be mine. Feigning me nothing but lies. I was so gone, I admit it. Happy messed up for me.
But I'm tired of crying. No more tears. Pity party other year. Cold at night, cause you're not here. You could play it with my mind. Told you I'm finished. Just a few weeks with you. Bye. Cause when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. You messed up what we had. Probably think I'm coming back. But I don't. What was bugging? Thinking somehow I could trust you. Somehow I could trust you.
But
you don't mean nothing. Cause I don't.
I try to make it work. No matter how much it hurts.
Yeah, I have to make it all about you. Tell me why you're going to do me like you do. I went from needing you to walking right out on you. And now you're all love and your feelings. Frontin' on me like your love was the realest. And I'm tired of crying. No more tears. Pity party. Somehow I could trust you.
Hold up. I just got your Range Rover. Put you in the game, now it's game over. Every time you went to the Louis store, you got show up. Hold up, how you gon' leave that? Hold up, give my ring back. Never mind, you can keep that. Cause every time you look at your ring, me, you gon' keep that.
I know you love me. You just don't trust me. You don't understand me. But you love me when I could get me scared. I know you love me.
Love
you
love.
Just don't trust me.
You don't trust me.
You need to understand me. But you love me when I could get me scared.
Cause when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. You messed up what we had. Probably think I'm coming back. But I don't. What was wrong? Thinking somehow I could trust you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's FUBAR Radio. I'm Harriet Rose, joined by
Tom Nozza Nozza.
Nozza 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 Nozza.
Or just Tom. Let's just go with Tom today.
Okay, Tom. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Third show. How are you feeling?
We're still talking over one another. I'm feeling well, thank you. How are you?
Very, very well.
You're wearing a lot of pink.
Look, it's you talking over me, just so you know. Jam-packed show today, guys. We've got Glass Animals on in a hot minute. We've got lead singer Dave and Joe on drums, who are going to be chatting to us about their new album and their new single. Well, it's kind of their new single that they just dropped. They just dropped a new version of one of their singles from their latest album. Their latest album is hot.
It's a hot ticket
to trot. It's really good. I really like it.
It's very nice vibes. Like, it's very easy going vibes. Very summery.
Summer. It's going to be a big one at the festivals,
I think.
Yeah,
totally.
We've also got Alma on the phone, who's going to be talking about Mighty Hoopla, which is the festival we've been talking about for the last few weeks at Victoria Park, which has got some major, major new headline announcements we're going to be announcing in a little bit. Lola Coker's coming to join us in the studio, and we've got Tom Pryor, who came in this week and did a little pre-rec. He did a sing-song, and we had a little chat.
I saw a little bit of the video, and it sounds bloody lovely.
It is bloody lovely.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it again.
Well, I haven't seen it, so it might be weird.
Oh, it's something to look forward to.
Oh, I'm really excited. Also, we've got last request today, so tweet us in hashtag last request at Foobar Radio and let us know what you'd like to hear to finish the show. Banger, not ballad.
Banger, not ballad?
I like the echo on the end of that.
It's not coming through my headphones.
You can't hear anything.
Didn't hear a single thing then.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for you. That one we kicked off the show with was Mariah Carey, I Don't, featuring YG, which is her brand new single. It's out now. You can buy it on iTunes.
You a big fan of Mariah Carey?
Am I?
Are you?
Yes, no, I am. Sorry, oh, by that I meant, yes, I am a big fan of Mariah Carey. She's a really big deal in my life. In fact, probably 90% of the music I play on my DJ sets are Mariah Carey.
Really? Really?
Really? What do you think about Mariah Carey?
I think she's a very fussy lady.
How dare you? How do you know how fussy she is?
Because I've hung out with her on the regs, and I tell you what, if she doesn't get an ice cold drink, she's a bloody maniac.
If Mariah Carey hung out with you, I would not like Mariah Carey.
Just by proxy.
Yeah, because you're an idiot, and I think your sort of vibe makes me think, no, I'm not having that.
I don't like that. She reaches a very, very, not like I don't like it, but she reaches that dolphin note, doesn't she, in that song?
She's a better singer than you'll ever be.
I know she is. It's not a competition.
Guys, everyone,
that's her
Tom's phone
job.
Just went off. Or was it mine?
It's yours.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's not a competition who's a better singer than me, Mariah Carey. We know Mariah's got a bit more in the tank than me.
A bit more?
A little bit
You've
more.
You've got an awful singing voice.
You wait. When
you
I lay,
wait.
When I lay a jingle, which will be coming soon.
Yeah, I can't wait
can't
for
wait.
That.
You'll hear some lovely melodies coming from this gob.
We've got quite a lovely music news and reviews coming up later as well, haven't we?
It's peppered with interesting stories.
We're going to be talking about Creamfields Festival. We're going to be talking about Mighty Hoopla. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, plus some really important news.
Ba ba ba!
About Secret Garden Party.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's my local festival.
Don't tell anyone what we're going to say.
I won't, but it's big.
It is big. It's actually bigger than I could believe it is.
Have you ever been?
No.
You've never been?
But on this news, I'm definitely going to be going this year.
Yeah, well, it's a festival I've been
so
to three
suck
times
on that.
Before. I'm not going to suck on it, but I've been there three times before, and each time, one time it pissed it down the whole weekend, and it was a bit shit.
You're
but
a piss.
Other than that, it's been great. You're piss.
I'm going to play some music now. Ritual, who is a band that we play a lot on the show, who are going to be joining us on the show in the next couple of months. They have just taken on a new member. A girl is going to be singing with them now. She is really nice and she sings well.
Well, that's great.
And this is their new single, which is done already really well and is very, very interesting. They're going to be releasing the video for it. I think they might have already released the video for it, actually. I've seen it because I've got backstage access, but ooh. I don't know if you guys have.
I haven't.
You don't even know who these guys are, do you?
I sure do. I know this song. It's Drown the Lovers by Rituals.
Kill me now.
Are you jaded? 'Cause you're sure as hell and tainted. Am I secondhand to you? Understated, limited, and graceless, cutting at the roots. And we'll lose their grip in a water's dark, and all will sink.
Animals, how's it going, guys?
Hello.
What's up? Yeah, it's good. How are you?
We're very excited to be talking to you today, guys.
We're very excited to be talking to you too.
I'm loving how to be a human being, I'm going to be totally honest. It's absolutely smashing.
Thanks.
Wicked. I'm really glad you like it. If you hated it, this could be a very
this would be uncomfortable.
Awkward interview.
Also, I'm uncomfortable that I just described it as smashing because I feel like I'm in the Famous Five. So I'm sorry about that.
Lashing.
You don't hear that very often these days, the words.
I like to bring it back, you know, because I feel like living my life through the Famous Five is a good vibe.
Let's do it. We'll all work on that, bringing it back.
Let's talk a little bit about Pork Soda. Oh, I've lost you. Can you hear me?
Oh, no, we're here.
You're here. Let's talk a little bit about Pork Soda, because you did a little rework on it to release it to sort of the general public, right? Because it was a bit naughty before.
We did. Yeah, it's got a bunch of F-bombs in it.
We love an F-bomb on this show, because you're allowed to say them.
You're allowed to say... Can I say one right now?
Say it.
Fuck.
Yes!
I feel so naughty.
You're so naughty.
Oh, wow.
But I saw your performance on The Late Late Show with James Corden, which was insanely good. But it incorporates, obviously, understandably, a lot of pineapples.
A lot
of fruity behaviour. But I wanted to find out sort of how much fun was it performing on The Late Late Show in the US of A?
It was wicked.
Very fun. It was very fun.
Yeah, James Corden's a nice dude. I got to smash a pineapple with a guitar. There were palm trees. It was cool.
I think anywhere in life, if you can smash a pineapple with a guitar, you're winning.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd give that experience a 10.
Wow, really?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's quite
satisfying.
That's
very high.
I mean, I felt pretty bad for the pineapple.
Amongst the best things you've ever done.
No, one of the best things I've ever done, actually, is I dropped a plate off a 15-story building and it made the most incredible noise when it hit the floor.
So dangerous.
I really want to know why you did that. I mean, it sounds incredible, but what brought you to the situation where you wanted to drop a plate off a 15-story
building?
It was really
stupid, and it was... I regretted it, to be honest, because I realised how dangerous it was.
Yeah,
I was
really, really dangerous.
Obviously, I was a bit drunk.
Hashtag life as a rock star.
Yeah,
so
I don't
compared
do
to that,
kind of
how was the
often.
Pineapple experience? If that's 10.
If that's 10, okay, maybe the pineapple was a 9.5. Maybe I over...
Wow.
I'm really excited.
Easy man to please.
I would be probably 9.5 out of 10 please if I smashed a pineapple live on The Late Late Show.
I mean, you should try it.
I'll give it my best shot. I'm not sure he'd allow me on.
And do it.
I'm going to give it a go. Tell me what compares with the US audiences? Are they better or worse than us?
I think they're just as good.
Ooh.
They're just as good.
I think they're just about as good.
Everyone's equally lovely.
Yeah, we like everyone. We like French people.
They can be
like
a bit.
Scottish
they can be
people,
quite feral like, in the States, can't they?
Oh, I like that description.
I think people in England can be pretty feral too.
That's true, actually. That's
I'm pretty feral. I would
Are
say.
Are you feral?
I would
what
say
do you do
I'm feral.
Shows?
I'm just feral. I don't know. I think I would delight in being described as feral.
Do you think you are feral, though?
I try my best day to day to be as feral as I possibly can be.
How do you do that? What do you do?
Just keeping things really feral, sort
you
of.
You just have no regard for rules.
No, I'm just like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, she's just breaking down walls.
There you go, swearing on the radio, that's a good example.
Yeah. I'm pushing the barriers and I'm kicking things. And
can't put her in a box.
Only no. Metaphorically though, guys, I wouldn't kick physically because that's, you know, that's really taking things too far.
Yeah, don't push it too far.
So you guys have also appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers and the Jimmy Kimmel show. Which is the best US chat show?
Are any of them listening?
No, I'm sure they're not.
Your one.
Seth is listening. He just texted me.
You're the winner.
Yeah, Seth.
Congratulations, Seth. You are the winner.
Really, really nice hair.
You guys are off on tour very soon, and last year you sold out a whopping UK, EU, and US tour, and you're back in March. What's the secret? Why do people absolutely love coming to see Glass Animals?
Give them sweet.
Yeah, we pay them. We bribe them. On their way out, we pay each one of them to say that they've had a really nice
time.
We
get them to rate us on TripAdvisor.
Which is very important. It's very important. Yeah, you get a bad review on there and you are fucked.
You know, like airlines send you an email, like questionnaire.
Yeah, we offer them 150 air miles if they vote us a 5 on TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
Oh, there's
and a voucher. A voucher for TK
Maxx. It's a very easy game, this whole music thing. Just bribery on an ethics
just
scale.
Payment of every single person that ever comes into your existence.
Yeah.
Well, I think that sounds pretty good. Are you looking forward to coming down? Because you're playing Brixton Academy, sold out already. Soz to anyone wanting to come. Are you looking forward to that gig?
Very much indeed.
That's going to be wicked.
Yeah. Dave went to see some shows there. And
I was my first ever show there. It's going to be really weird. Yeah, went to see this. Block Party. Do you remember that?
Do I? I went to Block Party and lost both my shoes.
Did you? That is feral.
That's feral.
I told you.
There you go.
Told you.
That's exactly what
we
were talking about.
You actually are feral.
Yes.
Wow. You're one of them.
I'm one of them. Proud to be it. So I talk a little bit about, because you're really big on Spotify, and now streaming has become one of the sort of highest rated ways of musicians, you know, being successful. It used to be all about the money and all about buying physical tracks and physical CDs, but you guys are getting 2.7 million streams a month on Spotify and across the board over 300 million plays so far. How does it feel to sort of smash?
Wow, I love these
That's
stats. They change from minute to minute. I don't know. I think someone's just making it up. I think it's our PR people just feeding you nonsense.
I'm the stat machine, guys.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. But no, I think Spotify is great. I'm a big fan. I use it myself. I have it on my phone. Yeah.
Streaming.
So it's a great way of
solution to what was a terrible problem.
Literally any music in the world at your fingertips all the time.
In fact, if we want to clip that up, we can sell that to Spotify as an advert.
There you go. Endorsed by Joe.
So let's talk a bit about how to be a human being. Is this about you guys learning how to be a human being?
You know, we're always learning. We're always trying to make trying to improve ourselves.
Don't listen to a word of this. Nonsense.
It's nonsense. I am not trying to improve as a human being whatsoever. I'm trying to become the worst person physically possible.
No, this record's not really about... I mean, it's a bit about us. A bit.
They're autobiographical bits, but I'm not going to say which because I think... having a lot, it's all different characters. Each song is a different character, really, and some of them are kind of personal characters, are characters based on me. But the mystery allowed me to write about myself in the first place. I don't think I'm that actually comfortable with people knowing that much about me.
It's not a self-help book, though,
or a sort of self-assessment.
I think it must be difficult to put that much out of yourself and let everyone know that it's about yourself.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult. Like, kudos to those people who do it.
Kudos to them. Well, before you go, boys, I'd like to play a little game with you that we play
Love
on the show. Love games.
Which one are we doing?
This game, I'll tell you, it's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Oh, my God. Desert Island Dicks. Whose dick would take to a desert island?
Well, you can answer that, but it's not necessarily what the game is, but you can. We can also do that game.
That's a very misleading title.
I know, it's super misleading. I'll tell you for what this game is about.
Very crude.
I'm sending you guys to a desert island, and on this desert island, you're stuck with one god-awful song that you have to listen to over and over again for the rest of your life on this desert island. And Dave and Joe, you're not allowed to be together. You're on separate
islands.
But you can answer. You can answer on behalf of Glass Animals. You get there
How
in a sort of Venga bus that is as fun as it sounds. But then as soon as you get there, it's awful because you have to listen to some kind of hideous song. So, guys, can you answer on behalf of Glass Animals what your desert island dick would be?
Oh, I know. I mean, I know what mine would be.
What's yours?
I'm going to lose a very good friend here by saying this.
Not me, is it?
No. It's
one of my songs.
My very good friend Sting.
Oh,
Dave.
I hate Sting.
I love Sting. That is not accepted.
I'm sorry, Sting, if you're listening.
I'm sorry too, Sting, because it's not that's just Dave.
What's Sting's real name? Why does he call himself Sting?
Dave, he's called. What's that, I don't know.
He's called Sting. His name is Sting.
His name's not Sting. That's not his name.
His name is Sting, and he wears leather trousers, and that's the end of that, I think.
And makes brilliant.
Sorry, I feel really bad for saying that.
Dave,
now.
Don't feel bad.
That's not our choice. That is absolutely not us.
Joe, what's your choice?
I'd send Bob Dylan there, and I know you would too. So don't even.
Okay.
I know you would. I'd
Bob
send
Dylan.
Bob Dylan there with his whole back catalogue, and I'd leave it there. I'd lock it up, and I'd put a blanket over the island, and then I'd go and melt some icebergs.
I'm shocked.
So the water, sea levels rise, and the whole island gets drowned. That's what I'd do. And I know, I can hear people laughing, and I know that you agree with me, Dave.
It's true. Is global warming worth it?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. We are unveiling secrets here on FUBAR Radio. Well, boys, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to play a little
Don't play Bob Dylan.
A little bit of Bob Dylan, just to make you happy. No, we're going to play Pork Soda. I'm shocked by your Bob Dylan announcement, if I'm honest. I'm a little bit in shock, but, you know, each to their own.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, you asked.
I did. And thank you so much for playing Desert Island Dicks with us. We've had a really nice time chatting to you, and we're loving the album and can't wait to see you at Brixton when you come back to London. So thank you very much for coming to have a chat with us.
Thanks for having us.
No, my pleasure. Can you introduce Pork Soda for us?
Dave's really good at this.
Dave's
really good at this.
I've got a radio voice.
He's got a voice for the radio.
Please do your best radio voice for this, Dave.
Come on, Dave.
Okay.
This is Glass Animals on the Harriet Rose Show, and you're about to hear Pork Soda.
Oh my god, that's the best thing I've ever heard!
There you go.
Thanks, guys!
It's cool, cheers for having us.
Cheers, bye!
Yeah.
another Mighty Hoopla update here for you this week. Alma joins us live on the phone right now. She's just been announced to be joining the lineup on June 4th. Alma, how's it going?
Hello. It's great. I was a bit sick, but now I'm getting better and everything is fine. You know, life is great.
Oh, well, we absolutely love your track, Dye My Hair, here. We absolutely... It's so sick. So, so sick.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I saw it just went gold in Sweden.
No, in Finland.
In Finland. Oh, my God, that's incredible.
Hopefully in Sweden, too.
That's so sick. And how much fun did you have making the video for that? Because it looked like a lot of fun. It looked like a bit of a party, really. You sort of dancing. You had your backing dancers. It looked sick.
Yeah, we shot that in London, actually. Yeah, it was like a party. We had very fun there.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it turned out to be great, yeah.
How excited are you to be playing Mighty Hoopla?
I'm very excited. You know, there is some cool artists coming up. I'm very excited about that one, really. You know, I love, like, yeah. I want to see Ray, for example. She's amazing.
She's awesome. And then they've also announced that Will Young's going to be playing. Loads of people. All Saints are obviously going to be there.
People.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Charlotte Church, Late Night Pop Dungeon. Sorry, it's going to be a wicked, wicked night. So are you most excited to see Ray?
Yeah, I think so. Right? You know, I think she's just like a cool, cool human. I don't know.
She's amazing.
I love her tracks. Yeah. So, yeah, I want to see her. And, you know, yeah, I just want to play there. I'm like... I've seen some photos from the festival, and it looks like loads of fun.
It sounds to us like it's going to be one of the funnest festivals this summer. They're sort of bringing back the pure energy of fun.
I think so. I'm so excited.
Are you enjoying sort of hanging out in London? Are you in London at the moment?
No, I was there at the weekend, and I was there when there was a Brit Awards. But I came to Finland for a couple of days, and now I'm leaving again. But I'm coming back in a couple of weeks. I go LA, and then I come to London.
We want you back. You need to come back. You've got to come in the show and come in the studio and see us. Maybe you can play some little acoustic set. We have a little bit of a Dye My Hair sing along.
I wanted to do that.
What vibe are you going to be bringing to the festival? Because I've heard it's a dress to impress festival. We've been told that we need to wear something outrageous and fun and exciting. Have you already planned your outfit?
Oh fuck, I don't know. I need to plan something cool because I have the neon green yellow hair, so
which is amazing, by the way.
I've seen it.
It's incredible. I saw you actually at the Brit Awards pre-party, and your hair looked amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So I have the hair. Now I just need some cool clothes, but I'm gonna find something cool. I promise.
You always dress to impress anyway. You always look sick in your videos and stuff, so there'll be no problem there. Thank you so much for coming to pop in and have a little chat with us. We're going to be coming down to Mighty Hoopla to watch you live. I'm really,
Perfect.
Really excited about that.
See you there then.
Yeah, we're going to play Dye My Hair. Would you mind introducing it for us?
Yeah, it's a very fun song about, not really maybe actually really dyeing my hair for someone. Maybe someday. I don't think so. Sorry that I'm swearing.
No, you can say fuck as much as you want. You can say fuck as much as you want.
Okay. Fuck that. I'm not going to dye my hair blonde for anyone. But maybe someday, you know, never say never. Maybe, yeah. But, it's a cool song about, I don't know, love, I think.
Well, we absolutely love it. It's a total banger. So thank you so much for joining us. This is Alma, Dye My Hair. Alma, we'll see you soon.
Thank you. See you soon. Bye.
I'm not that kind of girl to keep my voice unheard, to carefully pick words, oh no. I'm not that kind of girl to easily get hurt, no bullets fit my shirt. But there's something in the way I act around you, trying to turn your head, laugh at jokes that I don't get. I will dye my hair blonde for you. You got the ways to be free. Got my independency. Why do I get so weak? 'Cause there's something in the way I act around you. Trying to turn your head, laugh at jokes that I don't get. There is something in the way I act around you, the way I feel about you. Nothing I wouldn't do. I would die my hair blown for you. I would die.
Quite enjoy somebody who is rather vocal.
We were talking about the screaming thing, and then later someone tweeted me being like, just wait until you have kids and you have to have silent sex.
Just soundproof the kids' room. Or earplugs. That's fine.
Play,
that's what my parents did.
Like the Harry Potter audiobooks in their ears as they go to sleep.
Oh my god, that's exactly what my parents did.
They were fucking!
Genuinely, that was a penny drop. Wow, my whole childhood.
They were fucking!
Every Wednesday. From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I'm sorry that I'm late and I missed your call. But you know night turned into day. I didn't stop to pause. I know I never see your face, and baby that's my fault. But I'ma fix all my mistakes, so don't stress no more. You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and cushion, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and kush.
Alright.
You don't ever let me down.
You don't ever let me down. Got those cigarettes and kush. You don't ever let me down. All those other girls just look. They ain't never taking your crown. And girl, I know it gets on your nerves sometimes when I don't answer my phone. And yeah, I double back on my words at times. But please don't start with that tone. 'Cause girl, I love you, you know, but I can't be there. But when I get home, just roll my weed, yeah. What's mine is yours, give you space to breathe here. Just weed and kush, that's a major key here. Yeah, then you play me a song. Smoking smoke to a wavy and gone. Come home from a long, hard day with the dons. Like, where's my grape, babe?
I'm
my
sorry that I'm late, and I missed your call. Today, I didn't stop to pause. I know I never see your face, and baby, that's my fault. But I'ma fix all my mistakes, so don't stress no more. You got those cigarettes and kush, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and kush, don't ever let me down. You got those cigarettes and kush. You got those cigarettes and push. You never let me down. You got those cigarettes.
feel like I'm home every day, wondering what is real. Between us, ground so far beneath us. Sometimes I can't read you, but it don't mean I won't treat you. To a blunt full of that reefer. We may get in fights, but I can never see me leaving. Something about our close to high can bring us sober, just don't please us. If you're wondering, yeah, I'm still here because I see us. But maybe makes it easy to talk to you. Sometimes I just can't spill my thoughts to you. How do you need every day? At the end of every day, I belong to you. Belong to you. I'll still pass the bond to you. I write a song to you. I do no wrong to
I'm
you.
Sorry that I'm late, and I miss you all the call. Boy, you know my time in today. I didn't stop to.
Like a month now since you left my side. Got me smoking a blunt now, but there ain't no vibe. Cause I fucked up badly. All I did was push, and there's no more weed, no more kush. And now I'm deep in the south side, and I can't find love. I was looking for my brown skin, trying to find that buzz. Like, what have you done, Storms? Like, what have you caused? And we weren't just bridges, we were so much more. Girl, you was my hero. The beats in my heart, and them tears in your face, man, they tear me apart. Man, I just wanna fix you, fix what I broke. No cuddles on the sofa, no more smoke. And I pray God saves you, man, I pray you're there. I just wanna say thank you, cause you saved my life. But I'll cut you deep, and I know how it looks. Man, there's no more weed, no more kush, no more kush.
In here, please.
Stormzy featuring Kalani, Cigarettes and Kush. Now, nobody knew he could sing, did they?
That surprised me.
He's really good.
Yeah, it's very mellow. He's very mellow man.
His album is amazing. I downloaded it, I bought it, purchased it on iTunes. There are other available places that you can buy things.
Standout track?
Gang Signs and Prayers is the album name.
Standout track?
Well, the reason I played that one was because I felt that it was a good representation of the album, because you don't expect that he can sing. Yeah. He sings on a couple of the songs. It's a toughie because obviously I really like Big For Your Boots and Shut Up, which are his two singles from the album. But the whole thing is good. But I would say probably that one that we just played, Cigarettes and Kush, is my favourite.
Sounds a bit of a throwback.
The other one is Cold.
Okay.
But he's... The thing I like about Stormzy is he is telling a story that is so truthful. It's not, there's no rubbish in it. There's no like, oh, I'm trying to be this, I'm trying to be that. He's literally just telling a story of what's happened to him in his life. And that's that.
Refreshing, I'd say, Harriet, to be honest.
I'd say so. Also, I'm going to dive straight into...
Music, news and reviews.
Because this is one of my music news and reviews, Stormzy's new album. It is, well, the last time I checked, it was 100 sales between him and Numero Uno.
That is impressive.
Yeah, it's not just impressive, it's incredible.
He is absolutely, everyone is absolutely loving him at the moment, so it's not that surprising.
No, but it's also amazing that I saw him live. I stood on the side of stage and it was one of the most impressive performances I've ever seen in my life. I don't know if you've ever seen him in real life. He's very tall. He's big, like, you know, massive guy. So he's got a real sort of
presence.
And he just got the audience in the palm of his hand and was like kissing them. Not literally, that was a metaphor there. That would be.
He was metaphorically kissing them.
Metaphorically just giving them exactly what they wanted, you know?
Yeah.
So that's all I wanted to say about that. And hopefully, I'm really fingers crossing that he goes to number one with Gang Signs and Prayers. Thank you so much to Alma then, who has just been released, has just been announced to be on the lineup for Mighty Hoopla. www.mightyhoopla.com, Victoria Park, 4th of June. Go and get your tickets. Guys, I'm telling you now, from all the information that I know in my mind, you should go and get tickets. Trust me.
Quickly, though.
Trust me.
Trust me, Daddy. Quickly.
Trust me, Daddy. You need to go and get them.
Good job, B.
Yes.
That's still her.
Blue Ivy thinks you should go and get them, so you should go and get them. Thanks to all of our guests so far. What a bunch of babes we've had. We've had the Glass Animals also.
We've had an absolute, I couldn't say the word, a plethora of guests.
Yeah, Dave and Joe were an absolute load of laughs.
A giggle a minute.
Excuse you, what fun.
Who ordered fun? Yes, please, two.
Oh, two times that one. Boy.
Shots.
In other news, Frank Ocean and Calvin Harris have just released a single alongside Migos, who's also on it. We're going to be playing that song as well. We're not going to be playing that song. We're going to be playing a Frank Ocean song, though.
Okay.
I wanted to play that song, but Abby's just done this thing where she waggles her finger at me to say, no, too exclusive.
It's a grower, the song. At first, I wasn't overly sure, but now I do.
I love it. Oh, ooh. Sorry.
It is a grower. It reminded me if the film Drive was a happy movie, they'd have that song on it.
Did you write that down?
No.
Did you write it down? Did you write that down to say?
No, just
show me.
Show me.
Did you write it down?
If Drive was
written it down.
Was a happy movie.
He has
movie.
Written it down, everyone. He wrote that down to sound cool on the radio.
I did some homework and I wrote it down and now I get burnt for doing homework.
You should be embarrassed. Your handwriting shit.
It is terrible, isn't it? It's like a pigeon with a quill.
Yes.
Didn't write that down.
Blink-182's Tom DeLonge has been named UFO Researcher of the Year.
Which is crazy.
Which is amazing, I think. I believe in UFOs.
Were you into Blink when you were growing up?
Hugely.
Same.
Hugely.
Yeah, and they had the song in the Enema of the State called Aliens Exist.
Do you mean Enemy of the State? Or?
No, it's Enema of the State.
Oh, you mean their thing, Enema of the State. I thought you meant their song... I thought you said their song was in Enemy of the State.
No. The album, Enema of the State, had the song Aliens Exist on.
Yeah.
Which was the first kind of glimpse into his fondness for that kind of world.
Did you write this down as well?
Nope.
Sounds like you
That's
did.
Why I'm looking you right in the eye and saying every word.
Yeah, he's obsessed with aliens, space and UFOs. What do you believe in aliens?
There must be something knocking around up there.
Well, we've just discovered a whole new planetary system that is inhabitable, so I think...
There's them guys out there doing some stuff.
There's definitely stuff going on.
He also does a comic book series about UFOs, which is very popular as well.
Also, I'm just reading here, lovely producer Abby has been researching this, and she's found out that last year, following a WikiLeaks hack, email surfaced of Tom DeLonge communicating with government officials about UFOs and alien autopsies.
Mm. It's so bizarre. It's so
absolutely fab.
He has all the money just to go and do his hobby properly. Which is nice.
I think so.
But he's a bit of a wanker.
That's rude.
He is, though. I mean, sorry, but he Blink-182 and how he acted when
Nat,
he really
left.
Stop
nodding.
He left and he was a bit of a tool about it. So
what was he? What did he do?
He wasn't talking to the other members as him. He'd get his management to talk to the other band members when they're on tour together, and he's just a big...
Is this your way of speaking to me? Because that's what I do to Tom, is I speak through my management. So is this your way of sort of mugging me off live on the radio?
No, but I mean, he does DJ sets and thinks he's good at DJing, but he's not really that good at DJing. And he wears double pink and he just thinks he's the bollocks.
You're now just describing me. I'm wearing two pink polo necks today, guys. One, two. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Tom is right. Abby has written on our shared document.
Woo!
Nat wrote that. Nat hates Tom DeLonge as well. So you can all hate Tom DeLonge together. But we all know that he knows about aliens. So there.
So here's the last laugh.
Ha ha ha.
Damn it.
Damn it, Janet. Now, in our final piece of this section of music news and reviews, because we've got two sections today, guys.
There's a sequel.
Whoa!
Oh, this just in.
This just in. Tom just died in the corner. We're going to be doing another section, which is all about them festivals. All about them festivals. But before we go, we had Isaiah Dreads on the show. Tom, you weren't here at the time, but he's so lovely and sweet and really talented. He did a sick remix of Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. And also, we've heard today that he's headlining a gig on the 15th of March at the Camden Assembly. So you guys, make sure you go down to it, because seriously, this boy is so talented. He's sweet and he's lovely and he's just should go to the stars and back.
He has kind eyes, doesn't he? Very kind eyes.
He's got kind eyes and a kind heart.
So be there or be square.
I'd say so.
Because otherwise you wouldn't be around. That's why you'd be square. That's where it comes from.
Why do you have to make things boring?
I don't know if it's boring, Harry. It was just a fact. And tune in later for some more facts.
I'm sorry, Isaiah, if you're listening. He just turned that bit about you into some boring shit that he's talking about. Anyway, so he did a remix of Shape of You that's really good. And I think we should all listen to it. But remember, 15th of March, Camden Assembly. Tom won't be going because he's not allowed in because he's not cool enough.
I'll be outside. Just with flyers.
For other events. Just flyering, because he does flyering.
Just
that's
for
what he
science.
Does. So should we listen to a bit of Ed Sheeran Shape of You vibes in the Isaiah Dreads vibe?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, Isaiah Dreads. Look. Mixing all these days, we're going to bed late. In a city where nobody gives and everybody takes. Time is money and I need it, I don't have no time to waste. I'm not hearing what you're saying, I'm distracted by that waste. Wait, Coca-Cola bottle, I can't keep my eyes off you. Tell me if you'll ride with me, cause I know I'll ride for you. Pick you up in 20, you get me, I'm there in time for you. Wine on me, we could watch a movie sipping wine with you. Yeah, it's whatever, I'll fuck you over never. I'm really, I would love you, but the way my heart is set up is mad. You and your man, I'm hearing you in together. And your body's like a story, I read it, that bestseller trend. Set, I come correct. I promise that you're the best. Wear the Jordans with the dress and still look like a princess. Wear the Gucci with the jeans. I swear I see you in my dream. I'm just focused where you're going. I ain't worried where you've been. It's that simple. Wait, explain what you're into. Explain what your ex did. Explain what you've been through. Painting, where's your mind at? Yeah, do you think too? Moving like a queen. Baby, I'm a king too. Rate yours. Do you rate mine? I'm here to take time. We fight, then we break up, and then we take five. Like that. I'm not playing games. I'm not a right back. Busy doing music. Be patient, and I'll be right back. So why you blowing up my land, oh? Singing shit, hitting high notes when I'm in night mode. Rapping shit, fleeky as hell, I'm looking ice cold. Straight up, you ain't a model, but yeah, you're fine though. Where's your friends? Cause I got friends and everybody's cool. I ain't ever done this, girl, who you trying to fool? Who you trying to joke with? What you trying to do? Give you my coat when it's raining, yeah, I'm that kind of dude. Brass and Tiller on the speaker, got the mood right. Yeah, Netflix with the mood lights. True say that I do things that you do like. Prisoner to you, baby, your body making me do. Time is dreads.
FUBAR Radio is proud to be an official partner of Stand and Calling 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital,
Clean Bandit,
Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage, Joe Collard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless. FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead-up to this summer's big event. FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
Special shout out to the Icon Dynasty Slip and Slide record. I got two versions. I got two versions. I got two versions.
Bitches want Nike.
This is a setup.
They're looking for. for a check.
Oh my God.
Tell him it ain't likely.
This bitch trying to set me up.
Say she need a ring like Carmelo.
Oh my
Must
God.
Must be on that white like Othello.
Oh, it's a real
All
life
he
angel.
Like
Tell
me.
These guys you ain't basic. Tell these guys
play.
You wears a nod. You are high.
Time.
This is heaven on earth.
But if you need
Call
dick,
up.
I got
if you in the party,
you,
don't bring your shot. Love everybody.
ASAP.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Pepsi.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Trayvon. That nigga look just like me.
Demons try to body jump. Why you think I'm in this bitch when a fucking yarmulke? Acid on me like the rain. Weed crumbles in the glitter. Rain, glitter. We laid out on the sweat floor. Away turf, no astro. Mesmerized how the strobes glow. Look at all the people feet dance. I know that your nigga came with you, but he ain't with you. The only human in this humid in these ball mains. I mean my balls sticking to my jeans. We breathing pheromones, amber rose. Sipping pink gold lemonades. Feel it. I may be younger, but I look after you. We're not in love, but I make love to you. When you're not here, I save some for you. I'm not him, but I mean something to you. I mean something to you. I mean something to you. You got a room and you'll hear what we do. It's only awkward.
That's Frank Ocean with the song Nikes.
With the song Nikes. Good intro, Tom.
There you go. I just want to keep
that, people... ladies and gentlemen, was Frank Ocean with the song Nikes from his second album.
Like the Shoes.
Think you might have heard of them before.
That's a big tick from me. like Nikes.
Oh.
So God. This is the sequel to Music, News and Reviews.
Music, News and Reviews.
What, that one?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Part
Good
two.
Jobby.
For God's sake.
Good jobby.
No.
Good job, B.
Thanks. Okay, I get it. And this is more of a festival-y kind of vibe.
It is. We're doing the festival version of Music News and Reviews right now. We've got so much to be excited for this summer.
We have, but also we have some very sad news.
We
rocked the festival world, and it's kind of hit me. It wasn't expected. It kind of took me off my feet a bit in a bad way. You know, sweeping off your feet can be a good thing, and this way it was very much a bad thing.
It was like punched off your feet.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than swept.
Punched right in the tit.
Off your feet.
Off my feet.
Punched via my tit off my feet.
Exactly. A festival very close to me, Secret Garden Party, is the last year. Which is very sad. It's been going for about 15 years.
Also, completely shocking because it's a really successful festival.
It is. The head gardener, who's the guy that runs the whole show, he's kind of saying that the reason they're stopping is because people are copying what they do a bit.
Mm.
Which is a bit of a weird reason to stop.
No one else burns an effigy at the end of their festival, do they?
No, I don't think... Well, Burning Man?
Oh yeah,
putting that,
but I think but that's in America, so it's slightly like.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah.
Copying your vibe is that's like saying Coachella's copying Glastonbury's vibe. It doesn't really affect Glastonbury.
Yeah, I think it's a weird reason. If people are trying to take elements of your festival, obviously you've done something very well. So it's a bit of a strange one that they're stopping it. It has over the years, and a lot of people have said it's got very commercially and things like that. But that's what all good festivals sadly have to do to make the money, I guess. But yeah, it's a sad thing. It's the last year for it. But I think I will be going this year. I've had good memories there before. You haven't been before, have you, Harriet?
So. I haven't been. I was meant to go last year, but I was DJing at another festival, and we were meant to go for the last day. And I was too hungover. So
that's fair.
So that's why I didn't go, which is a shocking reason.
Yeah, I think make an effort to go this year.
I'm definitely going this year. I am actually going this year.
It's going to sell really quickly, I'm sure, because a lot of people have fond memories of it. I think everyone will go back there for nostalgic vibes and whatnot. But
also, it's a bit of a shocker. I think we're going to be tweeting that out now about how it's the last one ever. That's mental.
They've said the land might be used for other festivals. That's not like... they're not saying that will never happen, but I mean, it's not going to be the same thing.
No, it's not going to be the same thing. Also, I've heard from a lot of people that I can't think of any festival that I think is like Secret Garden Party.
Well, Wilderness is by the same people, kind of. So they've kind of taken elements from it to do it over there.
Yeah, but no.
Isn't Outlook supposed to be a bit like it?
No.
Am I making all this up?
But yeah, but no, you're not making it up, but it's not like... That's like saying Lovebox is similar to Field Day.
Yeah.
Of course it is, but they're still completely different festivals with completely different lineups and completely different vibes. People who go to Secret Garden Party go for a completely different reason than what they go for to other festivals.
True. I've never been to a festival and walked around with such wonderment looking at what's going on and be like, whoa.
Wow, look at everything.
Oh my God, they're real. Like that.
Yeah.
That voice constantly. And it's quite nice because the head gardener always opens the main stage of a little DJ thing.
Stop it. He does a DJ set.
Well, little thing, yeah.
What do you mean? Music.
It's not really like DJing like
you. He just
you
plays
do.
Music.
Yeah, not like
That's
you.
That's so
do.
Cute. Yeah. Not like me, professional DJ.
Exactly.
DJ to the stars.
Yeah, double pink DJ girl.
Double pink DJ girl. We've also got... I'm going to give my exciting news now.
Bring the mood up again.
Although it's not... Yeah, because I was going to say your news was actually quite deeply depressing and not exciting.
That's me.
That's me. That's me to a T. You got me. Reading and Leeds Festival this year, ladies and gentlemen, has had an incredibly exciting headliner, Eminem.
Big news.
Big news. Obviously, it's got other headliners. Muse is headlining and... I'm not actually sure who the other headliner is because I don't care because Eminem is headlining and that's all that matters. Eminem hasn't played in the UK since producer Nat went to see him at Reading Festival
in 200 years ago,
I think, yeah. 2013. So in 3 years, it's 4 years, he hasn't been into the UK. And it's exciting to see him back.
It's one of those people I think a lot of people want to tick off their list. To be honest, and he's never really back here, so I think that's fair enough.
Do you like Eminem?
I do, actually.
He's basically my favourite artist of all time.
I remember listening to him in the car to my brother's when he went to like a go-karting thing when we were little, and he put it on the CD thing with my mum driving, and it was very, very awkward.
Well, it was my first album that I ever bought, and my mum bought it for me from HMV.
Ah.
First single I ever bought was Wu-Tang Clan Gravel Pit.
Mine was Afro Man Because Got High.
Ooh.
Can you tell?
Lol.
Can you tell?
Can you tell? Hi. Can you tell? The other people playing are Fall Out Boy, Kasabian, Muse is another headliner, The Hunter, Charlie XCX, Major Lazer. Major Lazer, that'll be good.
Kasabian. You didn't say those guys.
I did say Kasabian.
Okay, sorry.
Do you like Kasabian? Is that why you're getting het up about it?
No. No, I'm not huge in them. I prefer to see Muse. But
I've seen Muse. Another one of my first bought albums was Origin of Symmetry.
That surprises me. You don't look very Musey.
Just because I like hip-hop.
Oh, God. It's not anything. I'm not making a dig.
It's
merely an observation.
I cried at Glastonbury watching Muse.
Because they were so bloody great.
I like Muse.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot of that.
Sounded like an exorcism.
Yeah, it's a little bit like an exorcism. It was a bit like an exorcism. And we went to Reading Festival. Abby, Natalie and I went to Reading Festival last year and we had a right cracker.
I was bloody there as well.
No, we don't care about you.
I was swimming around the outside, walking around, just having a good time.
We don't care about you because we had a better time because we were interviewing all the artists that were playing.
That's fair enough. It sounds like a bloody barrel of laughs, but I was
it was
just,
we interviewed the Wombats, we chatted to basically 99% of the artists performing.
I saw Supervet walking around.
Well, did you interview Five Finger Death Punch?
No, but I wish I bloody did.
They had the biggest crowd, I think, of all the people that were there.
Did they?
Yeah, I'm being utterly serious.
I saw
now.
Good Charlotte. I watched Good Charlotte.
We missed Good Charlotte because we had to go home because we didn't have anywhere to stay.
In a fucking tent. It's a festival.
They'd be disgusting.
Come on.
You lose, Nozza, is what Abby's written on my sheet. You lose, dickhead.
Why?
Nat did it. You lose, Nat said.
Oh.
Nat said it. She said it. Lady Gaga is confirmed now to be headlining Coachella Festival in replacement of Beyonce.
Would you feel, I think you would you feel shortchanged with that?
Jappy.
Fuck off. Would you feel shortchanged with that switch over or be happy with that if you already had a ticket?
Oh, chuffed. I love Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
I absolutely.
Jappy.
The reason I like it is because I know that Beyonce likes it.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, Beyonce and Lady Gaga are besties. They did a song together, Telephone. It's very good.
Doesn't mean they're friends.
I think it does mean they're friends.
Bryan Adams, Sting and Rod Stewart did a song once.
How old are you? How old are you?
I was just thinking, VH1. Oh.
I am unsure of how old you are.
This is a new music show. I'm going to bring up Bryan Adams.
Hello, welcome to Tom Nozza if he took over the show. Let's hope I never go on holiday, guys, because you will have a horrible time.
Oh, dust off those LPs.
Tell me, Tom.
Yes?
About Creamfields.
About Creamfields. Well, a lot of exciting things have been announced in Creamfields.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth? Tell them about it, boy. They're going to be new performances from many, 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 many people, above and beyond being one of them. Look at this. Look at this. The Chainsmokers. Now, tell you who hates the Chainsmokers. Lady Gaga.
Ooh, ho, 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 ho.
Do you know why?
I don't actually know the reason for why.
They said her song was shit. And then she was like, okay, hun. Sorry, sold loads of stuff, so bye. And that was the end of that, really.
Idris Elba's doing a DJ set.
His name's Idris Elba, but
oh, for
yeah.
Come on! Idris.
You know who Idris Elba
is. I know
is,
who
the
he
actor.
Is. Lufa.
I once did a top 10 reasons why Idris Elba should be the next Bond.
I saw that video. Didn't agree, but...
Why?
We're different people.
Why?
I find...
Who
that
do you want James Bond
really
to be? Sting?
No, it wouldn't work with Sting.
Phil Collins?
Oh, no, he divorced his wife via fax, Phil Collins.
That's fucking cool, if you ask me.
Yeah, very, very 90s. Yeah, Fatboy Slim, I would be pumped to go see.
I saw Fatboy Slim at Glastonbury. He blew my mind. He absolutely blew my mind. He's a real good person to watch live. Paul Van Dyke. Stormzy, Sub Focus, Sigma, Seth Troxler, Sasha, loads of people. Tiesto, Chasing Status, Deadmau5, Dylan Francis. I'm doing this in actually alphabetical order, which is useful for you guys. Faithless are doing a DJ set. Goldie, big time. Big time Goldie. Is there anyone on there that you're super pumped to see? Me would be Stormzy, because I love seeing Stormzy. Also, Animac's good. I love Animac.
Yeah, I think I would be most pumped to see Fatboy Slim, to be honest, just because...
Should we go together and hold hands and watch Fatboy Slim?
Let's do that. Can we just do that?
We should do that.
Just put everything behind us and just do it.
They've also... Creamfield, this is interesting, has been voted best major festival at the UK Festival Awards. Also, when did we know that there was a Festival Awards? Why aren't we invited to that?
I actually filmed one of those before.
Shit, man. Was it fun?
It was all right.
Phil
Jupitus was the presenter when I did it.
Phil Jupitus, who of such films as Nevermind the Buzzcocks. He's always on Nevermind the Buzzcocks, isn't he?
When I worked on that show, I used to have to get him. Listen, it's a good, nice story.
I'm just picking up the names you just dropped.
I used to have to get him a chicken from Nando's every week. A whole chicken. Every week.
Sick.
Yeah, but that's...
In a good way, though. I mean, like, sick.
But
I
wouldn't want... He would take it home with him. He wouldn't have it. He'd
yeah.
Take it, put it in his cab.
But that's my
cab for two, please.
Yeah.
My breast mate.
Oh, literally never say that again. Absolute dick. Just to reiterate, by the way, Creamfields happens on the bank holiday weekend, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th of August. So a ruddy good weekend, if you ask me.
Exactly. You can get smashed as you want and recover.
Ooh, yeah, boy.
Don't talk like that to me ever. Have some respect.
I will. anyway, 20 years of this festival.
That's a lot of cream.
Fields.
Yep.
So that's happening 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th of August. You can get tickets www.creamfields.com. You can also go and find out a bit more about celebrating 20 years of the festival. Alongside their whopper of a lineup, you can find the place to get tickets and all the information of how to get there and all that jazz. All that jazz? Okay.
I'm rubbing off.
Jesus Christa. So in a minute we're going to get Lola Coca in, who's going to be talking about some very exciting exclusive stuff that I can't even tell you about because it's too exclusive, so stop asking me to tell you because I won't tell you. Tom? you look like you were going to say something, so I stopped talking. What sauce, Tom?
I think it was medium. Medium sauce on this chicken.
That is an interesting question.
Sure,
Phil Jupitus is... spice level of his Nando's chicken that he takes home and doesn't eat in the studio.
Didn't recognise me when he saw me again as a little chicken boy, but I mean,
who gives a fuck about the chicken boy? Let's be honest. I was the chicken boy for a long time, so don't feel bad about that. Oh, also, I've completely just remembered that we've got another section to this today's chat. Another music
music news and reviews.
Liv Dawson. She is going to be our Artist of the Month this month in March for the whole month because we're really excited to announce she is going to be coming on the show at the end of the month.
And she's just 18.
Yeah, she's really, really young. Can I tell you something serious, though? Her debut single, Tapestry, has streamed over 1 million times. We're going to be playing that in a hot minute. She's doing a lot of stuff right now. She's really exciting. She's kind of being talked about by everybody. And... it scares me a little bit that all these artists like Ray, Liv Dawson, they're all 18, 19.
It's the new breed.
How old are you, Tom?
I am 27. You're older than me, though.
No, I'm not. Stop talking about that on radio. I'm not older than you. I'm young. I'm like 19, 20. I'm 21.
It took you 10 minutes to pick up...
I'm the same age as you.
Okay.
Arsehole.
School years, you're older than me. That's all I'm saying.
What do you mean in school years I'm older than you? That's very rude.
You'd be the year above.
The year above. Don't year above me. Talk more about Liv Dawson. So, yeah, Tapestry. 1 minute. Imagine, right, you're 18 and you release a track.
Oh, I'm there, yeah.
And it gets streamed over by 1 million people.
Oh, no. That's crazy, hasn't it?
Yes, I'm telling you it has.
Am I blowing up?
You're blowing up. Uh-oh. She's also a lovely girl. And she's just dropped her brand new video as well, which is really, really good. It's called Searching. You can find it now on Vevo. And the story is about like a little young couple going through the motions of being like a really young, you know, like 17-year-olds. It's very cute. She's doing a lot of nice things. Also, she's got a sublime voice. We like her a lot on Foo Bar Radio. So we are going to be watching her for the whole month. We're going to be bringing you more and more information each week. 2017 is definitely the year for Liv Dawson. We're going to be having her on the show at the end of March.
Radical. Will she be doing a live track? Can we get her to do a live track?
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Can we please, Nat?
Can we please? Yeah. Can we?
Oh my gosh, she nodded.
We're going to be playing the song that she has released that got 1 million streams.
A lot of streams. A lot of streams.
If you continue with this hideous jokes.
This is a new thing and it's going to grow. This acorn has been...
Don't you dare say grow on my show.
Sorry.
Should we listen to a bit of Liv Dawson?
Please.
This is Tapestry.
Million streams.
Have you seen the seven oceans? All the
the snow cap of a mountain top. All the northern lights set in motion. Oh, heartbeat slow to a stop. Have you read a book by candlelight? Or heard a leader's call to arms? Have you ever felt my love burn so bright? Like a fireball in your
Tapestry. She's our artist of the month. Joining me right now, live in the studio, is Lola Coco. How's it going?
Hello, Fubar.
Welcome.
Hi. How's it going?
It's really good. Tom, how are you?
I'm still well. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Still well.
I'm still well. Still good.
He's still alive, which is fine.
Still Dre.
Still keeping it still Dre over there.
I'm quite Dre. I am quite
Dre. That's horrible. I don't think you should say that again. You're not Dre, and you never will be. Lola, you've got a lot of exciting things coming up.
I have.
And we're going to be announcing something. Well, you're going to be announcing it, because me doing it would be like really boring and shit. Ooh. You're going to tell us a little bit about something that's happening tomorrow.
So basically, people have been asking, Lola, where is this album? Da 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 da. It's available for pre-order tomorrow.
Woo!
Good job, B.
But yes, you can try and guess the name of it, but we shall be playing a song from it today, right?
Yes! Sick. And talk to me about this guessing game, because you put something on your Instagram. It's a little riddle, right?
Yeah.
And it's people can like sort of enter to like...
There's, I mean, it's not really a competition.
No, but it's just a guessing game.
Yeah,
they can at
game.
You on your Instagram, right?
And yeah. They can just like put it out there. There might be a date of official album release on it.
Ooh.
But it's available for pre-order tomorrow.
Yeah, so. and you might if you pre-order it tomorrow, you might get some little songs that come straight away,
you
right?
You might just get this song that we're about to play.
Ooh.
That might just happen.
I'm not going to say what the song is yet.
Sure.
I think we should say it just before we play it.
Just wheel the ting.
Because that rhymes, and I'm trying to be like you now.
Right. Oh, I see. That's what this is now.
Yeah.
Sick. Okay.
Well, no, I'm just trying to learn. Basically, Tom, you actually don't know this about me, but when I have guests in, I try and suck their powers from them.
Oh. I got that, because you were sucking, you know.
Oh. Stop it.
What?
Okay. He's rude. He's rude, and
the tone.
It would never be
still
for him. Never.
I mean, that's it.
But it's something that because I have no talent in the musical realm, so, and that's why I do a new music show, so I can sort of try and, like, just breathe in your
Maybe
talent.
You should be the hype girl. We could do this.
Okay.
I could literally just put the mic. You're good.
I would
with
really
mics.
Like that.
This is what I'm saying. Just get involved. I'm down.
I would really like that. I chatted to Post Malone a couple of weeks ago, and he said I could do that for him also.
Sick. Well, listen, you're lining them up.
We should do like a festival where I just come on
that
in the beginning
is
and go,
the festival.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Lola Coca's about to come on. Ooh, exciting.
You could do the yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I can do like, when I was about 15, I went to Mallorca to Magaluf and I saw Tim Westwood. So I've seen him live. So I know what he does, you know, big dog.
I feel like, you know, when he drops the bomb, mm-hmm. I feel like that's my favourite bit.
The
always.
Dropping of the bomb.
Yeah, it's big.
I think you'd be more like the Bez kind of dance on the side of the stage with a little bit of.
You can fuck off. You wouldn't even be in Magaluf because you're not cool.
I would be there. I'll be burning on the beach.
Tom, what would you do as a hype man if you were honestly a hype man?
I got some things in this arsenal of mine. I've got a lot of ideas.
In this arsenal? It's not football we're talking about.
I know, but Arsenal doesn't just mean...
Creepy.
I thought Tom was a hype man.
I see. I hype you.
He also...
You've got a hype man.
Exactly. In the staff room, I'll stand up for you.
No.
No, he's great. He is good.
Good.
He's all right.
Controversial.
Let's talk a little bit about... I want to talk about your song, Bad Girlfriend.
Okay, let's go.
Because... I saw you had a little interview as well, and you talked about being a bad girlfriend and that you have been in the past a bad girlfriend.
Yeah.
Talk me through this vibe, because I think I want to learn to be a bad girlfriend.
I think it's quite natural for me. It's not something that...
It wasn't learned.
Yeah, no. I'm not very good at it in general, but the song itself is about just not feeling obliged to give your boyfriend birthday sex. Really?
This is what I'm asking. We need to ask Tom about this, because do you feel obliged? Because I saw this in an interview that you were saying it was about birthday sex. Tom, do you feel obliged to have birthday sex on your birthday?
Not really, no. I don't think it's a...
Because he's lame.
I feel like he's lying.
Yeah, I feel like he might be lying.
I'm not saying it's overly obliged. I think sex is one of those things when you do it, you do it.
Listen.
It doesn't have to be done on your birthday.
When you do it, you do it.
I guess
but wouldn't you feel just a bit like, if it didn't happen on your birthday? You might just feel like,
turn the lights off. Okay. Okay.
But I feel like I don't mind. I just want to be taken out for dinner.
Well, listen, my birthday, it's a whole different situation.
That's what I mean. For girls, it's...
Right, yeah.
So you're trying to say...
I just basically just ignored an entire situation and pretended not to know when the birthday was so that I just didn't have to confront the situation. And that's just... That's not nice.
It turned into a banger, so I mean...
Well, you know, swings and roundabouts, you know.
Also, I had a lot of fun. Your videos are always really fun.
Thanks. They're always fun to shoot.
Yeah, but that's the thing, as a musician, right, Tom? You must agree, being a musician, not. But Tom does filming. He films stuff.
I do.
It must be one of the funnest parts of making music is going out and sort of expressing yourself artistically in the videos.
Yeah, I mean, when it's happening, you have no idea what it actually kind of looks like. So there's parts where you're like, oh, did I just overham that? But then there's never too much overhamming.
Yeah,
I
think if you don't go full for it, it's just awkward
exactly,
as hell. Yeah.
So you
have to over egg it.
Literally.
We did a video earlier where I overhammed it and Tom got upset because I took the limelight.
Did I get upset?
Snatching that light.
No,
I didn't. He didn't really. He's actually really funny on video.
I love how you feel the need to build me up. Then it's a minute later, you're like, fuck off, Tom. And then like,
sit down.
It's called a shit sandwich.
Ooh,
on one side, you nice, and then shit in the middle.
Yeah, it's like a slap and then a stroke.
And then a punch in the head.
Right, yeah.
Also, Tom, you were going to ask some questions because he wanted to leeway in about football, obviously, of course.
Oh, here we go.
Well, because the track from the EP called Love Songs features on FIFA.
Yes.
Which is huge because FIFA always predicts...
He literally was so excited about that.
FIFA always seems to predict, like, because I've been buying FIFA for years.
Don't, you're about to...
But, like... Kings Leon Red Morning Light was on there for the first time they released that.
We can't have this conversation.
They had big ideas.
It scares me. But no, it's wicked. I was really happy with
such a good,
the whole thing.
Good selling game, like, and going around. And I've seen, like, a lot of people commenting saying it's the favourite song in the game. So that's massive.
I know, and it's such a sensitive song. I love that, like, you know, these teenage boys are getting involved and they're like, oh.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, man. But, like, if you could have your songs feature on anything, game, present, past, or present, what would you want to go to?
Can we just go to TV shows instead of games?
We can do that if that is.
Yo, if anyone knows Kermit the Frog, I'm entirely serious. Like, I am basically in the music industry and in music to work with the Muppets. That is like, they're like, who do you want to collaborate? Is it like Timbaland? Is it like Dr. Dre? Is it Pharrell? I'm like, that would be awesome. But really, what's Kermit up to in like April?
Because what's his vibe like from now until next year?
This is what I'm saying. Get your people to call my people. We can schedule this in. Surely.
In a way, I could get Tom to pretend to be Kermit the Frog.
No, I can do Miss Piggy. I can't do Kermit.
Okay, I don't know what you just did.
That
I was trying
Miss
to
Piggy.
Be nice. I didn't understand.
Hey, Kermit.
Oh my God, that is
See?
Good.
I could be your hype girl as Miss Piggy.
Listen, there's some ad-libs waiting to happen on a track somewhere for you.
Seriously,
well,
though.
Hit me up.
I want to talk a bit about your genre, because I don't really believe in genres at present, because I think it's sort of a very fluid thing. But you're kind of crossing, you're crossing anyway, and you have done since you started, across sort of spoken word to singing to everything. Where do you see yourself?
I just see myself as a creative. And that's a really, you know, pretentious, ambiguous thing to say. But like you say, if you don't really know what genre it is, most of the time I don't know what genre it is and it just comes out. So sometimes it can be a particular beat where I feel like, oh, I can't say enough. And I, Bad Girlfriend was that, where it's like, right, all the cards are on the table. But then other songs, which like Love Me, which we're about to play, say very little but so much. And that was easier to sing.
Yeah.
Know? So I have no idea what's going to happen every time, basically.
I love that.
So does the writing process kind of, because obviously the genre changes and whatnot, does the writing process change for the kind of songs? Or is it a very still similar format? You get the lyrics first, maybe?
Do you know what? It's different every time. Sometimes if I write something on keys, it's like my hands know the words. Wow, it's just getting so big. What the hell?
It's so deep! It's so deep!
What do you mean? No, but in general, like, Bad Girlfriend, someone gave me the beat and it was like,
in the way the songs write you, is what you're saying.
Oh, stop. Yeah,
he's
that's
so
exactly
poetic.
What I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, shit.
I feel that, I feel that.
So poetic.
Miss Piggy feels it as well.
Oh, my God.
I do.
So, yeah.
It's so weird that you know how to do Miss Piggy, because I feel like you've worked on that for a while.
I feel like you're dressed like Miss Piggy a bit, so I was kind of...
You can go fuck yourself.
I feel like I gave you the perfect window to be Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Who knew you could do that?
Yeah,
well, you were like, oh, I've got this card.
He was literally like, how could I slide this into the show?
Damn.
So we first met at Fashion Week.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago. You're always dressing on point. I love your fashion. I love your style.
Thank you.
As an artist, it's become quite important, seemingly. I mean, you look at people like, for example, Rita Ora, who obviously released a few huge tunes and then went quite in depth into fashion. Same with Ella Eyre, she did the big campaigns with the fashion labels. Do you feel like it's an important part of your brand and of your music career to sort of delve into fashion, or is it literally just a passion project?
Do you know what, I don't think fashion per se is not part of my agenda.
Yeah,
style and expression is all completely like 100%, it's part of me feeling like a creative. I just like create how I feel in the morning as well. So today I'm feeling pretty, you know, relaxed, double denim, a little bit hungover, no biggie. I'm just going to keep it nice and chill. But yeah, in general, like, I don't know what I'm going to wear. I don't know what songs I'm going to make. If you thought there was a plan, there's not much of a plan. And that is kind of great because it means I'm in the present always. So
yeah, I agree. I think it's good to kind of have that element. As an artist, that's what you need to do.
Right.
It's the other people that do the organising. That's the side of it I can't deal with either. Tom doesn't either. Basically, this show is complete unorganised. If it wasn't for those girls out there, we would be a nightmare.
There's bloody girls out there.
Total cool. Freestyle.
Yeah, seriously though. Seriously. We play a little game on this show.
Okay.
And it's called
Desert Island Dicks.
And if you didn't hear that, it's called Desert Island Dicks.
Okay.
In this game, Tom and I like to send people to a desert island.
Yep.
And Lola Coco, we're sending you to this desert island.
Okay.
And on this desert island, you're stuck with the worst song you can imagine being stuck with over and over again, repeated on a tannoy that doesn't, you can't see it, you can't break it. over and over again for the rest of your life.
Oh God, this is tough.
So what would be your
Desert Island Dicks?
I'm gonna go with maybe ABBA. Something from ABBA could Dancing Queen.
Dancing
Queen. Now it could be cool for like twice, maybe, but that on repeat on a desert island.
No.
Yeah, no.
I'm definitely gonna probably burn. I'd probably try and burn myself to death. That's so morbid. But like,
you're not the first.
Okay,
you're
right,
not the first.
Sure,
don't worry. Don't panic. Like, a lot of it is drowning. A lot of them try and drown themselves.
Oh gosh.
But burning is
sure.
Actually,
it's a new thing.
It's different.
It's like
it's
stages. Maybe like I'll be tanned first.
Yes.
Goals in life. But then, you know,
that's like for the first two times of the song, and you're like
saying,
tanned
literally,
and you're enjoying it. But then it's like, no.
Yeah, no. That I think that, you know what, I just. I don't know. I can't get with ABBA. I want to. There's a guilty pop part of me that wants to like it, but I just can't.
No. Well, I think that's fair enough, babe. I think that's fair enough. Should we play a little bit of music? This
Let's
is an exclusive from the new album, which, guys, keep locked into all the social medias tomorrow for Lola, because these are going to be even more exciting stuff that we can't even talk about now coming tomorrow. So the album is coming. Go check it out. Do you want to introduce this track for me? We're going to play Love Me.
Excellent. So this is Lola Coco on FUBAR Radio, and this song is called Love Me.
Woo!
Woo! Breathe, mama.
Tell me that you love me, hey. Or I'm never gonna leave your house. Tell me that you need me, hey. I wanna hear it bleed from your mouth. Separate the highs from the lows. It doesn't have to go to blow by blow. You never wanna be around.
You said you'd be there. Tell me that you love me. You ought to set me free from all doubt. Tell me that you need me. Now the air that you breathe from your mouth. I separate the highs from the lows. It doesn't have to go to blow by blow. We can watch TV on your couch.
You said you'd be. I'm better than most, long hair in the breeze. I'm always on the go, even if you're overseas. You should already know that you felt to oversee. I'm the woman with the glow, and you're good to go. So what are you waiting for? And when you get dumped in the dirt, you go Dutch. On this day you get slumped on that curve. I feed you gelato, gelato, the aqua and sands. I call in my name, your money to spend. So wanna hang out with your family and friends, just me and you then.
Presents
Hey, Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
I knew I was heterosexual from when I was six, when I used to look at the bra section of catalogs.
Yeah.
Someone threw a bra at Harley and Jordan on stage, innit?
Yeah.
On that tour, I was their support act. Someone threw a bra on the stage at him, and I put the bra on as a joke. Do you know what I mean?
I reckon it was a C cup.
No, I reckon I'd be bigger than that.
No, not you, the bra. No, you'd be a nice D.
I reckon so.
I bet you're
a solid D. That's what she said. There you go.
All right, fine. All of you here would be nice Ds.
I think I have a nice D, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Good job, B.
Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out. Sauce in my bag, swag. Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag. I see it, I want it. I stunt yellow, want it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it. I twirl on the middle. Albino alligators. El Camino with a Cielo. Sipping Cuervo and Ojita. I go hard, I go hard, I go hard, I go hard. Get what's mine. Hey, what's mine? I'm a star. I'm a star. Cause I slay. I slay.
Bill Gates in the making.
I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making.
I see it, I want it. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. With Nozza.
Tom Pryor is joining me live in the studio right now at FUBAR Radio. How's it going?
It's going good.
How are you?
I'm really well. It's been a while since I last saw you. It's been actually, in theory, a year, because last time
we
I saw
go
you,
with
was,
that.
It was 2016 and
we
now it's 2017.
Can I say Happy New Year?
Yeah, yeah.
Just do it.
Happy New Year to you too. How's your year going? How's 2017 for you, Tom Pryor?
It's all right. It's all right. You know, on the right in front, I'm struggling a bit. It's a bit frustrating at the moment.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
There's something going on with the lunar system, okay?
I knew it.
Honestly, did you feel it? Because I felt it.
I was wondering what it was, but...
I think it mostly affects creative people as well, because you spend a lot of time on your own doing nothing. Like, if you can't do what you need to do, you spend a lot of time doing nothing and thinking about what you need to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of overthinking going on.
Well,
it'll be fine.
Don't worry, Tom fine. Pryor, because it's was actually the universe that's fucking with you.
Thank you. All right, that's...
What is actually happening? I don't know the exact things, but someone told me the other day that something's going weird about the lunar, but it's going to be fine because it's becoming sunny now when the sun comes out.
Right.
I basically, as you can tell, I am Mystic Meg.
Yeah, clearly. No, I'm loving it. Well, I'll just wait for the sun.
But don't worry, because the sun's here, so the songs will come.
Great. I can't tell if this don't worry thing's a pun or not.
Talking of singing songs and writing songs, let's talk a bit about the Sunday scene. Because the last time you were in, we didn't get long enough to talk about your EP and what's been going on. So for someone who's never heard the Sunday scene, talk us through this EP.
So it's my third EP.
Yeah.
It's got 4 songs on it. And they're all about me and my life and my friends.
Very me, me, me.
Yeah. It is a bit of a wallowing diary.
But that's kind of music, isn't it?
Yeah, not always. I'm kind of looking around at the moment, wondering what to do. I'm kind of trying to write a bit of a political one at the moment, but I'm not great at it. But yeah, on the Sunday scene, there's a song about my daughter on there, song about my sister. So everyone's in on the action.
So, because I think you would have probably got into trouble if you hadn't put one about your daughter and one about your sister, and you need to kind of tick those boxes, don't you?
Yeah, but on the flip side, I get a lot of, like, I've got a friend who, like, really gets pissed off when I write songs about him. Like, proper. Like,
is it because it's bad?
No, it's just probably more too honest.
So are you True mean fair. About him?
No, I'm just biographical.
Oh, okay. And he's like, don't tell people that.
In fact, yesterday, he had a bit of an upsetting news, and I wrote a song like in front of him about it immediately. And he
so live
yeah, wasn't
like you fresh. Live
yeah.
wrote.
It was
his...
called "You're on Your Own Again." Oh.
So he got dumped, basically.
That's what happened. Yeah,
and
but it was meant to cheer him up, but it didn't work.
No, but it's a good song.
I find out. You don't really know for a few days. Everything feels great at the time.
Imagine if that's going to be your, like, the biggest single you ever release. It's just mugging your friend off so hard when he just got dumped.
Do you know what? Because there's a song on Sunday scene called Flashing Amber, and that one's not about him, but when I brought it back in the studio, it was like, I wrote it in Sheffield, and we drove back. And he was just proper pissed the whole way home, just like, what did he say? He said, if you keep writing songs about departure, you're going to end up on your own.
He wasn't
happy with me, man.
But also, I like the fact that he is so philosophical.
Yeah, we can go with that.
And therefore, why does he not expect to have songs written about him?
Yeah.
I wish I was poetic enough to write songs about. If it was a song about me, it would be like, lol, she likes to drink tea, she's always late, and she talks about her braces, which is why I spent the first 15 minutes of mine and Tom's time together this morning was talking about dental hygiene.
No, but I think I'm just happy to know you a little bit more.
Yeah, it's well, good. We're just getting to know each other, aren't we?
Been inside your mouth
already
this
you
morning.
You have this morning.
Yeah.
So today is the day that the Coffee House Tour is kicking off.
That's right.
Which is an number one, a really amazing organisation that you sort of tour around loads of different coffee shops of universities in the area. So you get a lot of the students, all that kind of crowd coming in to see you and meet you and hear your music.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this is a really great way of getting yourself known by the younger audiences and also by the people that are sort of the next generation, I guess?
Yeah, I didn't look at it like that, but yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Do you know what, for me... Because I can play keys and I write my songs on keys, I get asked to do it quite a lot, but I don't always enjoy it, especially when it's like on like band nights. It's not really what my music's actually about. So this was just a great opportunity to do it in an environment where people are expecting it, because I do love it, and that is how I write them. But you know, we go and do like these big indie nights and everyone's having it out, and then I sound like I'm proper upset. Do you know what I mean? But it ain't that bad, do you know what I mean? But so I'm looking forward to it, and I think Last Days in Newcastle, it's like one of the only places I ain't been.
Oh yeah. My gosh, you're gonna have fun. Newcastle is great.
Yeah, last night of the tour as well.
Yeah, which is see you later.
Yes.
You'll be there for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know because of the lunar situation, you're struggling with writing.
Yeah.
But giving yourself that goal and having the inspiration of day-to-day tour, being on the road and stuff like that will surely culminate
Fingers crossed. Well, do you know what? Like, I've got a lot of shit going on, man. I really do. But I can't really like, sometimes you have to you can't really write about it till after the event.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I've got plenty to bang on about. I really do.
Yeah.
But I just need to let things calm down a bit. Hopefully, while I'm away, I can chill out and process it all.
Yeah, do some singing.
Exactly.
Which is what you're going to be doing in a minute, right here, right now, in Fubar Radio.
Very exciting.
I'm really excited, to be honest.
I don't think I've recorded many things in the morning.
Oh,
so I'm a bit worried.
No, don't be worried.
It'll be fine.
It's like I'm having my own coffee house session in the studio.
It's going to be great. And I'm drinking coffee. I just thought, I thought that would...
You were getting into the vibe.
Yeah.
On that note, actually, what is your coffee of choice? What are you going to be sort of tapping into during this?
You know, sometimes I do have a bit of beef with this new hype about having a coffee. No, people have got a specific... I don't know if we should...
Oh, I see. I thought you meant about, like, having coffee. I was like, people have been having coffee for ages.
No, but, you know, like, all these long...
Macchiato, flippity-arto.
You can't pronounce it, but, you know... But I'm cool with just a latte, me. I'm fine.
I mean, babe, I hate to break it to you, but a latte is pretty fancy.
Yeah, I know, but it's like the shortest word, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
latte, just get it. Yeah. Don't care, milk and coffee.
Yeah. So I'm good. I'm good.
It's funny because I drink black coffee.
Okay.
So I wish I could have the fun stuff, but I hate milk and coffee.
That's fine. That's good.
It sounds so fun to order those drinks.
No. You're doing the right thing. You're doing what you believe in. No milk. You got beef with milk.
Well, no, I just don't. The taste of milk and coffee to me, no.
It just doesn't work. No. Do you know, it's kind of the whole point, I think.
What, milk and coffee?
I think that's...
Well, I'm pretty
sure... On the whole, it works for a lot of people.
Pretty sure that when coffee started, they didn't drink it with milk. They just...
Yeah, I suppose.
It's basically wimps from England and America who couldn't handle the heat of the coffee, had to cool it down.
I am an English wimp, so...
And I am not a wimp.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Well, there we go. So you won't be having a Froca Mappuccino or whatever it's called.
Well, I might. I'll go give it a go.
You might come out of
this. If you can write it down for me.
Yeah,
write it down
I will.
For me. I'll just hand it to the...
You might come out of this being an absolute coffee knob.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You'll come out and be like, Tom Pryor, need a double shot, flippity, babbity. Now, I want to talk to you about collaborations because you've had a few, babe.
Done a few.
You've done a few. Youngun, Mike Righteous, Miss Banks, to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing start to a career already, being able to work with such incredible other talents. But I'm sure there's still people left that you're up for collaborating with. Do you have a sort of select few that you're desperate to get in the studio with?
Well, there's a new little thing.
Ooh.
New little thing that I've done. I've already done the first volume of it. It's called The Lock-In Sessions.
Ooh.
And the Sunday Scene came with that. So we get four artists into a studio and we do versions of my own tunes and we put it out. So that there's a whole EP of that out of the Sunday Scene at the moment. So we're doing the second volume at the moment. I only started working on this yesterday, but I think we're gonna do like a Manchester edition this time. So we're gonna go. So I'm hoping, or maybe if I say it, they'll have to say yes. Pros have already said yes, we're gonna do it again.
Ooh.
So I'm hoping for JP Cooper.
Oh, wow.
Tom Walker,
who's sick.
And there's a spoken word guy called B. Franklin, who's on SBTV, and we did a gig together last week. So my plan is for us to do an EP together. But Pros are the only one that's said yes so far.
Yeah,
but
they'll all say yes now. They have to. You have to say yes now.
Yeah, because it's just a bit... Don't mug me off, man. Do you know what I mean?
So it's something that you really enjoy then, collaborating? Something you really like?
Yeah, I don't do it so much anymore, even though Don't Worry is a bit spoken word or whatever. I don't really do that much anymore. But I used to only make hip hop and grime pretty much like 10 years ago. And so it was always in an environment where everyone would come to the studio and it was just a bit of an open invite. Everyone would get involved. And I think something I realized when I started moving solo and stuff like that was just like, what's the point if you're just on your own all the time?
Very boring.
Bit shit.
Before we go, we're gonna do a song. Well, I'm not gonna do a song. You're gonna do a song. But before we go, I thought we could do a little round of Desert Island Dicks.
Oh, lovely.
Desert Island Dicks.
Because you did have a little tiny foray into this the last time you came.
Yeah, but I just was obviously.
I've just realised why you laugh.
Yeah, I didn't know where that was
little
going.
Little tiny play. Yeah. So, Tom Pryor, what would be your Desert Island Dick?
To be fair, I don't even... Anything by Pitbull. Pitbull works for me. What's that one?
Dale.
Yeah. Dale. If that was going on, I'd definitely just...
What about this one? Because this is the only one I can remember. Excuse me. Sing my na-na-na-na, my good tonight. That one.
I don't know which one that is.
I don't know either.
It sounds great.
I mean,
sure
it doesn't sound anything
it.
Like what the original sounds like, so that's probably why you don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
There's the one Timber. Who's that? Has that got Kesha on it?
Kesha.
Yeah. That's
how does that go, Timber?
Pretty shambolic as
yes,
well.
Yes, that's bad. Yeah. Should we do some singing?
Let's give it a go.
And as I say, not me, you.
Yeah, my name's Tom Pryor and this is my song, Don't Worry. I missed your first steps, but I helped you find your feet. I tried to teach you the importance of your family. We stick together and we don't break that philosophy. Falls on your ears like a broken man's hypocrisy. Me and your mum just couldn't do it any longer. I couldn't face bringing you up through the disorder. But when I tell you not to quit and look into your eyes, you look at me like I should listen to my own advice. Overdramatic, breathing like an asthmatic, fighting back the tears because the whole thing has been traumatic. You see, my dad is a role model that comes with pressure. I don't think I could ever outdo my predecessor. Don't worry, no. I know I'm not always there, but you're not on your own. And I'm sorry, girl. Every time I say goodbye, doesn't mean I've let go. Doesn't mean I've let go. Ain't been long, but I still thought it'd be nice to call ya. I'm nervous knowing that your whole life is around the corner. You're growing up inside a crazy world that keeps on changing. Nothing to worry about, but I should be the one to warn ya. Listen, I know it can't be easy splitting up your time. Different opinions on the way that you should live your life. Listen to what they've got to tell you when you got the patience. Spend all the other minutes making up your own mind. I made mistakes and some are more notorious than others. So I get it if it's hard to listen to your father. But you can get it if you want it, that's my only promise. Girls want more than fun, that's just a song by Cyndi Lauper. Don't worry, no. I know I'm not always there, but you're not on your own. And I'm sorry, girl. Every time I say goodbye, doesn't mean I've let go. Doesn't mean I've let go. I don't know where time will take you. Oh, just don't ever let the hard times break you. No. Don't worry, no. I know I'm not always there, but you're not on your own. I'm sorry. Said I'm sorry, girl. Every time I say goodbye, doesn't mean I've let go. Doesn't mean I've let go.
Tom Pryor, ladies and gentlemen, Don't Worry, live in the studio on Fubar Radio. That was amazing.
Thanks.
Felt a bit teary.
It gets a bit like that.
That's a song to your daughter, right?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I really, you can imagine, like, you go into a lot of rooms with producers and the first thing they're like, you got a daughter? Oh, we got to write about that, man.
Yeah. Listen, hey.
you're right about that.
That shit's so deep, man.
That's so deep.
And I've always usually got a problem with it, but for some reason that day it worked, so.
We've really enjoyed having you back in the studio. We had you obviously back in 2016 with the lovely Sticky Blood.
Oh, yes.
And we can't wait to hear what's coming up next, because you're going to be potentially putting out some new music at the end of this tour. Mm,
yeah, very, very, very soon. I'm finishing a song. I don't think there's going to be any more EPs now, apart from the lock-in sessions.
Tom, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to play a bit of Looks Like Rain now.
That'd be wonderful.
Can you introduce it for us?
My name's Tom Pryor, and this is a song about my sister who got her heart broken by an arsehole called George. And this is a song called Looks Like Rain.
Fuck George, man. Woo!
Tell me what's been going on. It's been too long. I hope you're still doing okay. Last time I checked, you knew it all. Because you learned from my mistakes. And you thought you'd crack the code. When you caught that white bouquet, I know. You always were out, obviously, but couldn't leave. Lost inside that old cliche. The castle you built yesterday, it's a demolition job today. Now all the blood and sweat and tears feel like nothing but a waste for you. For you. And I know you don't wanna hear this. I don't wanna see you cry. And it all sounds so familiar. Sounds just like the last time. I know you don't wanna hear this. Trust me, neither do I. Is it looks like rain again? Around your head again. Looks like rain again. You really don't look yourself, you're someone else. Putting on the bravest face. Signs of stress upon your skin. I think you need a holiday. You can't hide what's in your eyes. Cause I can see the hurt inside of you. Of you. And I know you don't wanna hear this. I don't wanna see you cry. And it all sounds so familiar. Sounds just like the last time. I know you don't wanna hear this. Trust me, neither do I. All I know. Looks like rain again. Around your head again. Looks like rain again. Yes, I know. Where do we go from here? If you won't let go of him, my dear. You deserve more than this. This has all been going on for much too long. The truth that you've been hiding from. I know it hurts to know it's wrong. But I can't watch you carry on. I only want the best for you. I only want the best for you, I do. I do. And I know you don't wanna hear this. I don't wanna see you cry. And it all sounds so familiar. Sounds just like the last time.
A total babe, Tom Pryor there, live in the studio, performing live as well.
His voice was angelic.
Well, it was when I was here.
Yeah.
And I heard him sing.
Oh.
It was, oh, indeed.
It was like pouring caramel into your ears.
That was Looks Like Rain. The non-sung live version.
Yeah.
Was Looks Like Rain.
Well, it looks like sunshine when you sing, Tom.
Oh, we are so happy with all our guests. Thank you so much to Glass Animals, Dave and Joe from Glass Animals, Alma, Lola Coker and Tom Pryor for coming in the show. Tell everyone about Mighty Hoopla, Tom.
Basically, we're going to be doing an exciting thing next week. Did Big Arms then.
Big Arms.
Where you can win two tickets to one of the most upcoming festivals around town, I'd say.
I'd say so. We're also going to be playing Last Request. Tell me what Last Request is, or at least who it's by.
The Last Request is by a guy who's a bit of a weirdo called Enrique Iglesias.
But we love him.
We love him, but, I mean, there's some very questionable things that he sings about, which...
We'll learn tomorrow in our video that's coming out on Foodbar Radio Facebook. Download the podcast, www.foodbarradio.com. We love you. Thank you so much for listening. This is Enrique Iglesias.
Bye-ya.
Bye-ya, hi-ya. This is Do You Know Ping Pong Song. Oh. Who even knows? Because it's a ping pong song.
15, love.
Do you know? Do you know what it means?
Next day life could be